Grüß dich, Wolf, das muss sein. Shalom, Zorche. So, we were speaking last week about this concept of Gilu Bir Odo. That in a place of Gila, of Simcha, there's supposed to be also Bir Odo. Or of the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is talking about the mindset one's supposed to have when he's traveling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And go from Ben Yair, a tremendous Kiddush. When a person has feelings of Simcha, even for the good things, he has to be careful to direct his Simcha. Because if not, the Yitzhara could make the concept of Simcha pleasure as an end in itself without the way to get the proper Simcha. This was a tremendous Kiddush. He said a person that has a good davening, the whole Simcha he gets is from his close relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even so, if he's not careful, the Simcha from the Tefillah could bring him to look for Simcha and physical pleasure. That's why he has to have himself focused. Yeah. But the Kachaz says,
David HaMelech.
Yeah.
What page you on over there?
It's not the regular sefer. It's called Mamori Yimei Harotzen.
Is it? Yeah. I have the sefer.
Oh, you have the sefer. Ration analysis. Yeah. Says also David HaMelech over Shalom. Says in Tony's Mail Yod. Ani yireisi mitoi simchosif et simchoisi mitochi yirosi. There's yiro mitochi simcha and simcha mitochi yiro. Yirosi shal David HaMelech Shalom yiro mitochi simcha. This is a big mistake so many people have, and that's what I'm trying to clarify. Keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit to the side, because if I keep him too much in the center of my life, then it causes me too much fear. I can't handle the fear. So we see by David HaMelech the other way around. The Yira brought him to Simcha, because Yira means that I'm standing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm standing with it. Amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu was caring for every need I have, physical, emotional, spiritual. Yes, it's awe-inspiring, but it's also so soothing. The anxiety that the average person has is because he feels he's forsaken by himself. He's in situations that he doesn't know how to handle. What's going to be? What's going to be the future? But the Yira, Yerushalayim, is a state of, I'm always with Hashem. I'm never forsaken. I'm never by myself. That gives me a tremendous koyach to go through everything. I mentioned this morning, there was a Kamavan, just about 10 people there, 12 people there, many people in the early minyan. The Ramban, an amazing Ramban. The Ramban says, yeah, it says that Amovi and Moyovi are not allowed to become part of the Jewish nation. They didn't bring forward bread and wine, bread and the water when we passed by them. So he says that there is a pasuk in Devarim that it says that Moav did sell them bread and wine. So if they sold them bread and wine, so what's the big taina on them? They have to give it for free. Meifatesa, they have to give it for free. Adarabah, as long as they weren't achzorim and dafka not give it to us, well, what's the big taina on them? He says an amazing thing. He says, Amam Moav came into existence before the Jewish nation. Avraham Avinu saved Lot and his two daughters from Sodom. So Bethlehem, their whole life was a result of Klal Yisrael. He said, they should have felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. They should have felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. We're talking about something that happened 1,000 years ago, or however long ago, hundreds of years ago, not 1,000 years before the situation, hundreds of years before, and great, great, great grandfathers of each nation. And even so, we see that they didn't have the courage to live. It was atke dekach that they're not matim to be part of Klal Yisrael. It's a scary thing. How many people that we bet them all that all occurs at Tov to, but for every different reasons, we don't know the cracker how occurs at Tov. Even something that someone did terrifically good to us, and then afterwards they insult us. That's the reason not to have a occurs at Tov. I'm not kesher. And the Klal Yisrael now was also, they were going to take over Eretz Yisrael. We see Moi was afraid. That's funny, because they hired Bilam. They're afraid that the Klal Yisrael is going to take them over. But no, they should have realized that these are the descendants of Avraham Avinu, and the nature of these people is not to do evil stam. And if Hashem wants them to come and say to Israel and not attack Moyos, they're not going to attack Moyos. And they knew that they had a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban says. Hashem said, Al tizgo bom, don't start up with Moyos. So you're afraid they're not going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're not doing chesed to them. That's lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deep down means I'm mocking this person who did good to me, that he's a good person. If they're good people, there's no reason in the world that they shouldn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to start up with Moav. If Moav is still afraid, it means they lack the basic meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing. These people that are not mocking Toiv, and all of us unfortunately have to a certain degree, it makes it impossible to have this proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are mocking, we're talking about over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a nation had to have to the great, great, great grandfather of this nation. And through that, understand the greatness of this nation. But yes, much more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created us and gave us everything we have. Our beautiful lives and our bodies and our food and our panos and our clothing and our families, our health, everything we have for so many years. We're still around. That is supposed to open up our eyes to the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tools, the greatness, the wonderful caring, goodness, rachman, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should give us such a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a feeling of peace of mind. I don't have to be nervous my whole life. I don't have to be upset about so many things. Because I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's guiding everything, he's making sure I get exactly what I need. He doesn't want me to do that. He wants to feel at peace with him. That's what the Torah is telling us. I could take that a nation that's not shy to the means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be part of the Jewish nation. We have no choice. We can't be not part of the Jewish nation. We have to realize it's a basic thing of the Jewish nation. That's where the year Shemayim brings simcha. David HaMelech was able to have a tremendous simcha this year Shemayim. He had more tzaras than any of us had. He was brought up as a Suffolk illegitimate, and his brothers was zazzled him in a Torah after Torah, his whole life, he had a tremendous simcha because he saw the bigger picture. Didn't get caught up with the problem. People get caught up with the problem. This is no good, and that's no good, and they can't look at the bigger picture of this beautiful world of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech had. A tremendous simcha. The simcha really is a year. The year brought him to simcha. When he saw the bigger picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, that brought him to Simcha. And his Simcha brought him to Yira. When he had the good things happening, that brought him to recognize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had a deeper recognition of how all this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he's standing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Mokim Kila Hashem Teira Oto. Yeah. So, he's saying these are very high things with David HaMelech reached, but everybody on his level has the feelings of simcha. And here, says Yeshayahu Anovi, "Pliya Hashem Yeshuva Nevor the Sim Besina the Simcha Zeidim Al Roishem." So some the Simcha and Sigur Anovi Yogan Anochel. Those beautiful words that many people say in Matzah Shabbos. There were those who redeemed by Hashem, they return to Tzion, the tremendous Simcha al Rishon, and they will be they will reach different forms of simcha and all the sorrow and hard feelings will dissipate. Says simcha soilim al rishe. That's a high madriga, he says, in simchas aleiv. Simchas aleiv is the feeling of simcha. Al rishe means that you have a deeper understanding of this great simcha that I have. He says that Gemara Shabbos says that when we said Nasa Venishna, we were zeicha to two crowns. And we didn't hate the ego, we lost them both. Lost the dove, and we get them back. That's a simple celebration.
Yeah.
Last time we started speaking a little bit about the crowns. Yeah. Yeah. Talks about he's saying with his Nasiv and Nishma our total reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we was able to have a very, very high level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest levels of the being. Component at the end of the page he says from all this we see that the makor amiti shall simcha, the true source of a simcha person, shall be yizkeh lifnim, shall lifnim shiruchnis yekov moed nesher shalit. We'll get to our real selves. It all comes of always not being caught up in the little specific events that I'm going through, but looking at the bigger picture of the greatness of God has spoken, the greatness of myself, the greatness of Claudia. So, yeah. So, we're in Ration and Base in the second paragraph. Noach HaTzadikim, Shah Simcha, he has a different, sure, I'm talking about different meters. He says, please, now, come and look. The person who is a happy person has everything. Because everybody's concerned about Olam Hazeh and doesn't give him peace of mind. Whether it's his panosa or his aspiration for wealth or aspiration for COVID. He always wants to get more money, more power than he has. He's not sad to what Hashem gave him. But as a man, the person who is happy with what he has, Chazal described him, he's a wealthy person, no matter how little money he has. Yisav v'lekim shuchelkei v'nachlosei. Always be happy with Hashem. Just a story of a tzaddik that lived in Lita. And he was very poor, but he was a tzaddik, and his biggest desire was to have son-in-law of the Tamir Chachomim. To get a Tamir Chachomim, you have to find a way to support them also. So he looked at a figure, and the only way he's going to be able to get them is Tamir Chachomim and Pochum. They're coming from very poor families anyway, so they're used to living in poverty. So his first daughter, he had a cow, so the neduni he gave for his daughter was his cow. He said, let's milk the cow. You have milk for yourself, and sell a little bit, make some panos out of it. And his first son, suddenly was a simchazel diger. He was one of the previous generation, he was a dying of brisk. And then his second daughter came to marriage time, and he asked a favor from his first son-in-law that, you know, I have to marry my second daughter. Do you mind if I give this cow to the second son-in-law? And he was asking to him also, and he got another wonderful big Talmud Chacham of the son-in-law. And that's what he did with his third daughter. So I called upon him. He had come out nothing, but ended up being the wealthiest person. Yes. Choshev of family. Because he had what he had and he used it in the best possible fashion. Yeah. If somebody that wants to do a Yisrach of Zulim with Rav Steinemann. So it was to support the lot of Torah. Rav Steinemann finally said, you know what? I'm going to get Yisrach of Zulim. You could split my Olam Hazeh. Half of my Olam Hazeh. And the guy said, no way. What this wealthy person used in one day, Rav Steinemann used in maybe 10 years. It was so simply. Rav Steinemann was more wealthy than this person because he was satiated, he was happy, he was always full of simcha. I have what I need, Hashem takes good care of me. That's what life is all about. It's a mind frame. If we live a mind frame that I'm lacking, I'm always lacking. I'll go on and that's what it is. So he says, "Achas Sadikim says, 'Kesamech b'chelki u'osher, afam oni ki yismach b'lekim shu'chelki v'nachalosei.' A person samech b'chelki is not samech because he has a small amount. It's very hard to be samech with that. Everybody has beautiful houses, and he has a little hut. Everybody's eating lavish food, and he's eating bread and water. And everyone has fancy beds with pillows and cars, and he has none of the above." People think that Samech B'chelka means to manage with what they have. That's totally wrong. Samech B'chelka means Yismach B'lekim Shulchelka V'nachalase. I am close to Hashem. That is worth more than everything in the world. That's more than Kivos Elekim. That's everything. Samech B'lekim. When I have that, I don't need all this. All that tremendous amount of physical wealth that other people have just takes them away from Hashem. They're unfortunate. They have things that are worth so much less. Recently, some asking the guy raised funds. He really, he's a tzaddik in his way. He raised millions and millions of dollars for yeshivas and kollelim. This guy told me that once somebody offered this person that if he gives a big donation to the moishes, let's say $1 million. In exchange for 50% of the Olam Haba of this asking of this person. So the person said, you know, after that's Rav Steinemann. If he says it's all right, I'll do it. So Rav Steinemann's first remark was, are you sure you have Olam Haba? Which was a very classic remark of it. You know, who knows, everybody doing mitzvahs and aveiros, you don't know where you're holding it. So the wealthy person said, I don't care. You know, whatever Olam Haba he has, it's good enough for me. And Rav Steinemann told us to ask, and he said, look, you have to understand, you're exchanging something that's worth billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, and something that's worth only $1 million. Your Olam Haba, anybody in Olam Haba, is unlimitedly greater than anything in this world. And that's when the nature of the eternal good of Olam Haba is Kirvus Elikim, non-stop closeness to Hashem, not feeling that wonderful, fulfilling feeling of closeness to the Shreyish of good, the source of all goodness. It's a pleasure which we can't even imagine in this world. There's a nusach in the Gemara about a bracha that Tamid Chacham would give one another is, Ulom Chatira B'chayecho. You should see in the true world, in this world, which means as a mantra, if we get in this world, have a little bit of that feeling, focus on that. Focus on the value and the sweetness of realizing how close I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I'm doing aveiros and I'm this and that. Oh, but if I recognize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me, that's a very high mantra in itself. Continues Tzaddikim always have a complete sweetness respect to that voice Hashem, ובשמחה גדולה ופישס. רק עושה שמחה מהשם, כאילו צדיקים ועלים קודש אליי. We use example of Shteinu and Zechor Lavrocha. He was the Porish of the last generation. A person who took nothing from this world for himself. Some breadcrumbs, that's what he lived off. There's one son that told me they brought a doctor and a dietitian, nutritionist, to help maybe with his diet. He went over to Rosh Hashanah's diet. He says, I can't help you. So they asked, why not? He said, I could help you with nutrition if you're eating. If you're not eating, I have nothing to do for you. What you're doing is not considered eating if you're not. Such a basic sustenance. But together with that, boy, it won't go near it. Hello.
Welcome back, Grandma. Sorry, we.
Yeah, we got cut off. That never happened. All right. Okay. So that's what we're saying. The officer of Hashem, the officer of Tzaddikim, that this is the true simcha. Paying more attention to how fortunate I am to be able to have a kesher. Take advantage of situations. That's in every situation in life. Just sit back for a second and open up my eyes. How much I am in Hashem's hand. How my life is a gift from Hashem. My body is a gift from Hashem. My mind is a gift from Hashem. My neshama is a gift from Hashem. And with that, we have a different situation to saying a bracha or a tefillah. It could be such a pleasant experience. I'm coming back to the source of all these wonderful things I have. As the Torah says, so and the words and the commands of Hashem is a source of simcha. A person does simcha, a mitzvah of simcha, it says he has 1,000 times more reward than if he doesn't do a simcha, because that's the difference. If you're doing it just because you have to do it, that's not a sign, that's an act of bringing myself closer to Hashem, appreciation of Hashem, avas Hashem. But I'm doing it because simcha, I'm basically showing myself in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I got the message, the idea of every mitzvah is to bring myself closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's an easy thing now. You could improve your mitzvahs by 1,000 times, I'd say. Get up in the morning, I say a bracha, stop for a second. Oh, what a schus I have to say a bracha to Hashem, okay, melech ho'gol, masha. Until she die, masha yotza, etc., etc., etc. Tefillah, Shemon Esrei. Arizal was megala to one of his friends, not one of his talmidim, that all the tremendous, tremendous divine revelations that he was eichel to was because he had tremendous simcha every mitzvah he did. So this is something for us to work on. You don't even have to change anything. It's just a little focus, a little attitude, a stop. Not just go through our day-to-day life. Stop, pick a few times a quarter of the day. If it's only one time, even that's good. Before one bracha, before one tefillah, one mitzvah. Just think about the tremendous chus I have to be able to do this. With this act, I'm getting a schar. And next half myself, I'm getting a schar. And little by little, we'll be able to bring ourselves to, throughout the day, have this feeling of simcha. Like we said, this is the essence of Klal Yisrael. To appreciate the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a fashion that we could have a kesher with Him. And we have it in a way that no other nation in the world can have it. And by doing so, we'll be able to take advantage of the mitzvahs, all this driving for all the physical wealth and power will be less important, less choshev in our eyes. It won't be the driving force in everything we do. And we'll be able to have this Ki'ilu b'roda, the simcha, from our Yerushalayim, simcha from being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simcha from being able to do the mitzvah, simcha from being able to appreciate what we have. That means Hashem will give us extra strength, extra Yad Shemaya, a nice peace of mind and a good feeling throughout the day. Shavua Tov L'Kulam.
Shavua Tov.
A wonderful week full of simcha.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.